Mount Edgecombe's gym is pretty full for a Saturday morning. The school's Lady Braves are the state's defending volleyball champions, and they're hosting the Kotzebue Huskies. The game starts with chants, first from the Braves, and then from the Huskies.
We say, who let the dogs out? Who?
Because we're the Huskies, so who let the dogs out? Because they're not at home.
The Huskies are about as far from home as they can get and still be in Alaska, more than 1,000 miles. This is nearly every girl's first trip to Southeast. It takes a day to get here.
We left Kotzebue at 8 a.m. and we got here at almost 11.
11 p.m., that is. But the Huskies came to Sitka prepared.
Do you have the right outfits?
Mm-hmm. Extra tufts and a raincoat. Because their style.
These girls say high school sports are the way that a young person from Kotzebue gets to see new places. This is Cassidy Kramer.
Flights are just a lot of money, and you can't drive anywhere, so you have to fly. So sports is how you get out of the town in high school.
Way to go, Lana. Caitlin, with that, just hit it.
Okay? Christina Fields is the volleyball coach. She says sports are one of the few free, organized activities that keep kids busy and out of trouble.
If you're not into like outdoorsy things like camping or hunting or anything, there's basically nothing to do in Kotzebue.
So the school invests in sports. School districts generally share the cost of flying teams back and forth, and this trip to Sitka was especially expensive. Sitka High School donated $3,000, and Mount Edgecombe is providing room and board. With round-trip flights at $900 a head, the Kotzebue School District still spent $15,000.
Keep it up, Huskies!
And Husky fans, they had to pay their own way here, and some did.
Let's get the ball back!
Three Kotzebue moms are in the stands, wearing t-shirts with Mom Squad printed on the back. Karina Kramer says this game is a big deal in Kotzebue. Fans are following her Facebook updates and watching the live stream.
If those girls have family, they're online and they're cheering as much as we are, hollering at their TV sets or their computer screens at home.
Some of the moms played on this very volleyball team together in the 80s. Annie Howarth says back then they traveled to villages within 100 miles of Kotzebue.
You played Selawik, Norvik, you played Kiana, Notak.
Now, because of how regional rankings work, Kotzebue teams fly farther and play bigger teams. This has a price tag, but new benefits. Athletes accrue thousands of miles on airlines, and when they stop in Anchorage, they can fill bags with food and school supplies that are 2 to 3 times as expensive in Kotzebue. And then there's seeing a different part of Alaska. Allie Martin is on her first big trip.
I didn't expect a lot of trees or mountains.
It's way different.
That's Cassidy.
In Kotzebue, you can see for miles and miles and miles. Like, you'll stand on a hill and you can see caribou that are miles away.
Cassidy's impression of Sitka?
It's so pretty. I love it. We saw a whale today. It's so cool. And we saw its, like, water spew up.
This trip is also special for the coach, Christina Fields. She became head coach last month.
When I decided to coach, I was pretty excited to come here.
That's because Fields knows Sitka. 7 years ago, she was a star athlete at Mount Edgecombe. Now her little sister is a student here. Fields says the Edgecombe coaches made a big difference in her life.
I wanted to be a coach like them, like they were for me.
Like they were for her, meaning they pushed her and gave her confidence. To make this trip worth it, the Huskies played 4 matches and 1 scrimmage in less than 48 hours. By the end, Fields says they're feeling
very tired. I thought it was like 11 p.m. after a game, and then I feel like I'm trying to stay up all night right now.
These trips are fun but exhausting, and when the team's energy is low, that's the hardest time to coach.
I still have yet to find out what would help them, but I'm going to be Googling a lot of mental drills that I can do with the team.
The Huskies lost both games to Mount Edgecombe and won both their games against Sitka High School. The next time they might play these teams is in November at the state championships in Anchorage. Reporting in Sitka for AK, I'm Sarah Gibson.